Welcome to our deep dive into the future of AI.
Oh, it's going to be a fun one.
We're looking at this article, AI Predictions in 2025, The Rise of Super Agency and Beyond.
Catchy title.
It is a catchy title.
Yeah.
It paints a really fascinating picture
Boy.
of a world where we each have,
Yeah.
a personalized team of AI assistants,
Our own little A team.
our own
It's your
A-teams.
every task imaginable.
I like that.
Right?
Okay, so that sounds incredible,
It
but
does.
how will this super agency actually work?
Well,
The article mentions
yes.
large-scale transformer models,
Right.
and I gotta say,
Oh.
I'm not entirely sure what those are.
So think of them as the brains behind these AI agents.
Okay.
They're incredibly powerful algorithms that can process massive amounts of data
Right.
and learn to perform a wide range of tasks.
So that's why we're seeing so much progress
Yeah,
recently.
especially with language and image processing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So instead of having like one general purpose AI, we'll have teams of specialized agents,
Exactly.
each trained for a specific purpose.
It's like having a team of experts at your disposal.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the article predicts
Okay.
that it's not just going to be
Right.
big tech
Yeah.
dominating the AI landscape.
Interesting. I'm
Right.
doing
There's going to be
everything.
this interplay between big tech and scale tech startups.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting things about this whole space.
I always assumed it would be the
Yeah.
Googles and the Microsoft calling all the shots.
Well, they're going to play a role,
Okay.
but it's not just going to be them.
So what role will these smaller scale tech companies play?
I think the big players will continue to invest
Right.
in massive computing power, refining these large-scale transformer models.
Okay.
They'll be focused on building the core AI platform, the
Right.
infrastructure.
Got it. So they're like providing the foundation.
Exactly, the raw power of AI, so to speak.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's big tech.
Right.
Then you've got scale tech.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
So they're going to be leveraging that infrastructure
Okay.
to focus on niche areas.
Okay.
So think healthcare logistics, robotics,
Yeah.
even creative fields.
So they're going to be more specialized.
Much more.
Okay.
They're the ones who will be rapidly innovating
Gotcha.
and delivering these specialized AI solutions.
Okay, so this is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how this could be a real game changer.
I think it's going to be huge.
What are some specific examples of
Yeah.
how this will impact someone working in, say, healthcare?
So imagine a doctor using an AI assistant
Okay.
that analyzes a patient's medical history, genetic data, and real-time data from wearable devices.
Wow.
This AI assistant could then suggest potential diagnoses
Okay.
and personalized treatment options.
That's amazing.
It allows the doctor to really focus on patient care
Right.
and complex decision-making.
So it frees them up from the more
Exactly.
tedious stuff.
Yeah, all that data analysis.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's
Yeah.
really going to change things.
So it's not just about making our lives easier, it's also about pushing the boundaries of what's possible
Absolutely.
in various fields.
Yeah, I think we're just scratching the surface of what AI can do.
The article talks about how AI is going to revolutionize scientific discovery.
It is, and that's a really exciting area.
Genomics and drug development
Right.
are going to be totally transformed.
We're talking about AI potentially leading to cures for rare diseases
Wow.
by analyzing vast genetic data sets, identifying patterns humans would simply miss.
I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
It's incredible to think that AI could play such a pivotal role
It's going to be huge.
in scientific breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring it back to a more personal
Oh,
level.
sure.
If I'm not a scientist, if I'm not a doctor, how is this going to impact my everyday life?
So imagine having an AI agent
Okay.
that learns your preferences and anticipates your needs.
Like a personal assistant?
Exactly.
Okay.
It could manage your schedule,
Yeah.
filter your emails, even help you plan a vacation
Oh,
based on your interests and budget.
that sounds almost too good to be true.
That's coming.
I mean, that would require a level of trust in AI
Right.
that I don't think we have yet. We've
Not
all
yet.
heard stories of AI making mistakes,
Of course.
producing unreliable results.
You're right to be cautious.
Okay, good.
The article addresses this,
Okay.
highlighting the importance of AI reliability.
Especially as we're going to be entrusting it with more
Absolutely.
critical
More and
tasks.
more important things.
Okay, good. They're predicting some major improvements
Yeah.
in this area by 2025.
Big changes are coming.
Can you give me some specifics?
Sure.
What will make these AI agents more reliable?
One key area is memory and context. AI agents in 2025 will have a much better grasp of past interactions.
Okay.
And user preferences.
So they're going to remember things.
Much better than they do now.
Okay.
This means fewer errors, more personalized results, and a more natural interaction overall.
So instead of having to constantly re-explain things or correct mistakes, the AI will actually learn from each interaction.
That's the goal.
Making it more efficient and reliable over time.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this improved memory will be crucial for reducing those instances of AI hallucinations.
Okay, I've heard about this.
Yeah, the problem.
When the system produces like flawed or overly confident output.
Yeah, like when a chatbot gives nonsensical answers.
Yes, exactly.
Or an AI-powered translator spits out gibberish.
That definitely wouldn't inspire confidence.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, so in 2025, AI agents will be much better calibrated.
That's the idea.
The outputs will be grounded in data and reasoning.
Much more so.
Leading to more accurate results.
Hopefully.
Particularly in those real-time situations.
Exactly.
Like vision speech and complex decision-making.
Those are the tough ones.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Good.
But I still have this nagging question in my mind.
Okay, let's hear it.
If AI becomes this powerful and this capable, what happens to us humans?
That's the big question, right?
It is.
And it's something the article tackles head on.
Okay, good.
It's not about AI replacing humans.
Okay.
It's about augmenting our capabilities.
So it's about AI handling all that data heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Freeing us up to focus on things that require those uniquely human skills.
The things AI can't do.
Like what?
The creativity, compassion, ethical judgment, emotional intelligence.
Those are things.
Those are the things that make us human.
That AI just can't replicate.
Right.
So AI might be able to analyze a legal document.
Sure.
But it can't understand the nuances, the emotional considerations of an actual legal case.
That's where humans come in.
Okay, so it's not a competition between humans and AI.
It's a partnership.
It's about finding the right balance, the right partnership to get the best outcomes.
I think that's the key.
This brings us to another crucial point that the article raises.
Shoot.
They're predicting a widening AI skills divide.
That's a big one.
This sounds concerning.
It is.
What exactly does that mean?
Basically, it means those who embrace AI tools and develop AI fluency will have a significant advantage.
In the workplace.
Everywhere, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, imagine a world where not using AI is like refusing to use email.
Oh, gosh.
Or smartphones.
You'd be at a serious disadvantage.
You would.
So it's not just about understanding AI on a theoretical level. It's about being comfortable using it.
Yeah.
Integrating it into our workflow.
Exactly.
Even collaborating.
Working with AI agents as part of our teams.
This raises an interesting question.
Let's hear it.
How will this augmented collaboration
That's the big question.
Actually work in practice?
Yeah, how will AI facilitate teamwork?
Right.
How will it enhance human-to-human interaction?
That's a great point.
It is.
And I'm curious to hear more about that.
Me too.
But I think for now, let's take a break and come back to explore those questions.
Okay.
In part two of our deep dive.
Don't be here.
We just left off talking about that potential AI skills divide.
Yeah. That's a big one.
It definitely has me thinking.
Right.
Especially as someone who's, you know, not a tech expert.
Sure.
It feels like this shift to an AI-driven world is happening so fast.
It is a rapid evolution.
It is. How do we prepare for this future?
Well, the article highlights some very specific ways that we can prepare for this future and bridge that skills gap.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
What practical steps can we take to become more AI fluent?
The first step is to demystify AI. Oh. It's not just for programmers or data scientists.
Gotcha.
There are tons of resources available to help anyone.
Like what?
Online courses, workshops.
Okay.
Even free AI tools you can experiment with.
So it's about getting hands-on.
Exactly. Learning by doing.
Getting bogged down in theory.
Don't be afraid to start small.
Okay.
Pick an area of AI that interests you.
Yeah, right.
Maybe something related to your work or hobbies and dive in.
I think a lot of people, myself included, get overwhelmed by the sheer vastness of AI.
It's a huge field.
It is.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to even begin.
Well, the article suggests focusing on your own field.
Okay.
Identifying specific pain points that AI could potentially address.
So ask yourself,
yeah,
are there repetitive tasks you could automate?
Exactly.
Could AI help me analyze data more effectively?
Could it enhance your creative process or decision making?
That's a really practical approach.
It is.
Instead of trying to become an AI expert overnight, start by thinking about how AI could solve real problems.
Exactly.
In my work or life.
That's a great way to start.
Okay.
The article also stresses the importance of staying informed.
Okay.
AI is a rapidly evolving field.
Right.
You need to keep your finger on the pulse.
So.
Follow industry blogs, attend conferences.
Okay.
Engage in discussions about the ethical and societal implications of AI.
So it's not just about the technical stuff.
It's not just about the tech.
It's about understanding the broader impact.
Absolutely.
That AI will have on the world.
That's the big picture.
While technical skills are important,
uh-huh.
You were saying that uniquely human skills
right.
will become even more valuable.
Even more so.
In an AI-driven world.
That's what sets us apart.
I was starting to think a robot was going to take my job.
No.
Okay, good.
There's still plenty for humans to do.
What are some of these uniquely human skills?
So think critical thinking, problem solving.
Okay.
Creativity, emotional intelligence, communication, and collaboration.
So these are things...
These are the things that AI can't replicate.
That AI can't replicate.
Right.
These are the things that make us human.
And will continue to make us valuable.
So it's not about competing with AI.
No.
It's about finding ways to complement each other.
It's a partnership.
Leverage each other's strengths.
Absolutely.
We were talking about augmented collaboration.
Yeah, one of my favorite topics.
Paint me a picture.
Okay, so imagine a world
uh-huh.
where AI seamlessly facilitates teamwork.
I'm so curious about this.
Okay, so think about a team.
Yeah.
Working on a complex project.
Okay.
AI could analyze everyone's individual skills and strengths.
And then
suggest optimal team formations.
Wow.
And task assignments.
That would save so much time
right.
and energy.
It could even facilitate brainstorming sessions.
Okay.
Helping the team generate and refine ideas.
Wouldn't there be a risk
of
losing that human spark?
You mean?
The spontaneous creativity that often emerges in collaborative settings?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to be mindful of.
Right.
The goal isn't to have AI take over the creative process.
Right.
But rather to enhance it.
So think of AI as a thought partner.
Exactly.
Prompting us with new perspectives.
Helping us see connections we might have missed.
So it's not about handing over control to AI.
Yeah.
It's about finding ways to integrate it
right.
into our creative processes.
In a way that boosts our collective intelligence.
This augmented collaboration
yeah.
extends beyond creative tasks.
It does. It goes way beyond.
Well,
imagine AI-powered meeting assistants
okay.
that transcribe conversations in real time.
Oh, wow.
Generate action items and even analyze sentiment to gauge team dynamics.
That would make meetings so much more productive.
Right. No more wasted time.
I can already see my calendar filling up
right.
with AI-powered brainstorming sessions.
Exactly.
And strategy meetings.
Coming.
It's exciting to think about how AI could revolutionize the way we work together.
I think it's going to be huge.
And it's not just about work.
Right.
Imagine AI helping us connect with others.
On a deeper level.
Yeah.
Think about personalized recommendations.
Okay.
For books, movies,
mm-hmm.
even potential friends or romantic partners.
Wow.
All based on shared values and interests.
Could AI actually help us overcome those initial social barriers?
Possible.
And form more meaningful connections?
It could happen.
The key is to remember
uh-huh.
that AI is a tool.
It is a tool.
It's up to us to use it
right.
in ways that enhance our lives.
Exactly.
Enhance our relationships.
Not isolate us further.
It's all about finding that balance.
It is all about balance.
Between the technological and the human.
The analytical and the emotional.
The goal of AI yeah. is not to create a world
right.
where machines rule supreme.
No.
It's about leveraging AI.
It is.
To unlock human potential.
To solve those complex challenges.
To create a more fulfilling,
an equitable world for everyone.
That's a vision I can get behind. Is the article purely optimistic
yeah.
about the future of AI?
It's mostly optimistic.
Are there any potential downsides?
Of course.
Or risks we need to be aware of?
There are always risks with new technology.
The article did mention some challenges.
It did.
Can you elaborate on those?
We'll delve into those.
Okay.
In the final part of our deep dive.
Stay with us. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From personalized AI assistance to the potential for augmented collaboration.
Yeah, it's been a pretty deep dive.
It has been fascinating, I have to admit. I'm feeling a mix of excitement and apprehension.
I think that's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural to feel a bit uncertain when you're faced with such transformative technology.
You know, as you mentioned,
right,
there are potential downsides.
There are.
And risks we need to consider.
We can't ignore those.
That's what I was hoping we could delve into
right.
in this final part.
Let's do it.
The article mentioned some challenges.
It did.
Can you elaborate on those?
One of the biggest concerns is job displacement.
Okay. Yeah, that's a valid concern.
As AI becomes more capable, certain jobs that involve repetitive or easily automated tasks may become obsolete.
And it's something we've seen happen.
It's a
with previous technological revolution.
Absolutely.
What can we do
to
mitigate this risk?
The article stresses the importance of adaptability and upskilling.
Okay.
We need to focus on developing those uniquely human skills that AI can't replicate.
So things like
critical thinking, problem solving.
Okay.
Creativity and emotional intelligence.
So it's not just about learning new technical skills.
It's about more than that.
It's about cultivating those qualities.
It's about being human.
That make us uniquely human.
Exactly.
And it's about embracing lifelong learning.
It is.
Because the job market of the future
is going to be constantly changing.
It's going to require us to be constantly adapting and acquiring new knowledge and skills.
I think that's one of the biggest takeaways here.
What about the ethical implications of AI?
That's a huge issue.
There's been a lot of discussion about bias in algorithms.
Right.
And the potential for AI to be used in harmful ways.
Yeah, we have to be very careful about that.
Those are crucial considerations.
They are.
The article emphasizes the need for responsible AI development.
Absolutely.
We need to ensure that AI systems are designed and deployed in a way that aligns with our values.
Our human values.
And promotes fairness, transparency, and accountability.
Those are key principles.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
It's about much more than that.
It's about the people behind it.
The choices they make, the safeguards they put in place.
It sounds like a collaborative effort is needed.
It does.
Bringing together policymakers.
Everyone needs to be at the table.
Technologists, ethicists, and the public.
Yeah, it has to be a joint effort.
To ensure that AI benefits all of humanity.
That's the goal.
It's reassuring to know that these issues are being addressed.
They're being taken seriously.
But what happens if we lose our ability?
That's a good question.
To think for ourselves, to solve problems independently.
Well, that's why it's so important to maintain that balance.
Right.
We shouldn't view AI as a replacement for human intelligence.
Okay.
But rather as a tool to augment our capabilities.
It's about using AI to enhance our abilities, not to create dependency.
I like that.
So ultimately, the future of AI is not predetermined.
It's up to us.
It's a future that we are actively shaping
every day
through our choices
and our actions.
This deep dive has been an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, it's for me too.
It's given me a new perspective on the potential of AI and the importance of approaching it thoughtfully and responsibly.
I think that's the key message here.
Well said.
Thanks.
And on that note, I want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
The pleasure was all mine.
Into the future of AI.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has been an insightful and thought-provoking conversation.
I agree.
And to our listeners, we encourage you to continue exploring the world of AI.
Stay curious.
Stay informed.
And be part of shaping the future you want to see.
The possibilities are limitless.
I believe they are.